This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really mean that. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to make sure I get through this one, so I may jump right on this one. And I mean that, you know, if you want to get involved in the conversation, you don't want to call in. I know some of you don't like to call in, so... Send me an email. Send it to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Or if you wish, you can head over to the what is that thing called? The Facebook page. There's live. If we got, I think everybody got Facebook now, or almost everybody. But you can head over to the Facebook page, and there's a live Facebook feed going on there. And so, anyhow, I get the biggest kick. If some of you have been listening to the radio all weekend or watching TV or sitting around, I mean, if you're like me, the political junkie that I am, you know, you catch little bits and pieces and then you have to go check them out because you don't know if you heard them right and all of that. And this one in particular, I think is wonderful. Because as I've been listening to what's going on, I've been listening to what's going on out there. And it's almost like the Dems heard nothing. You guys remember when Obama came out? And he said, after he won the second time, he said he was going to speak because it wasn't a mandate. Even though the Republicans won the Congress, he didn't see it as a mandate because he said he was going to, now check this out, he was going to speak for those people that didn't come out to vote. Well, how can you speak for people who didn't come out to vote? They obviously didn't want to vote. They didn't want anything to do with you. They didn't want anything to do with the process. Where do you get off believing that they would have, should have, could have, might have, voted for you? Where do you get that? That's how you're off a fool of yourself at that point, are you not? At least that's how I see it. So I started listening to all this stuff. I got some clips I'll play in a minute, but I started thinking of how delusional these guys are. Now I'm like, okay, is it delusional? Is it deaf? Is it, I don't know what it is. You're hearing things like the transition team is in disarray. Trump's team is falling apart. Trump's team is bonkers. Ben Carson won't take a position on the cabinet. What does he know that we don't? We all know the planet is flat. You know, the sun and planets all revolve around the earth and whatever else the loons on the left will try to throw at you. Because, you know, climate change is a settled science. According to the left, all the key appointments that President-elect Donald Trump has announced so far are terrible for the country. Now, mind you, these same people said Trump could never win. He wasn't a serious player. Don't let these guys pick your lottery ticket. You know what I'm saying? Now, he named three appointees on Friday. Included in that was retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn as National Security Advisor, the Democrat News Network. That's what, I don't even know what else to call him anymore. You guys come up with something for me, I'll use that as a catchphrase, okay? Ow. Yeah, but the Democrat News Network, also known as CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, and so many more, actually say that the choice shows that Trump doesn't understand how government works. I say, good, great, I'm glad. I don't want him to understand how government. I want him to say, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Well, I did it. Too bad. Deal with it. That's what I want him to do. Now, they say Flynn was too hard charging, and he may have been fired from the defense. May have been. Fired from the Defense Intelligence Agency, right? But I'll bet you it wasn't for using, like, a personal email server or lying about classified emails or anything like that. At least I don't think so. I don't want Trump to understand government, guys. I want him to rely on people that he trusts, like Vice President-elect Mike Pence, right? I mean, let him rely on people, because I know what that's like. When you own a business and you rely on the people that you trust, you will be successful. No, and the guys that he selected for his advisory team and that kind of stuff, I want it to be that. Now, ultimately, we all know he's going to make the decision on his own. We're not stupid people. We know that. Now, to the Dems, I'm going to have some fun with this, whether you like it or not. To you Dems, I just have a reminder here for you. You lost, okay? Your direction, your ideals, your ideology, you lost. Your own people, union, working, lifelong Democrats, they rejected your government style. They rejected the foundation from which you govern on. To sum it up, your opinion doesn't matter. It didn't to your own people. Why should we take you serious when your own people wouldn't take you serious? You know, I love it. You're up in arms about the people that President-elect Trump is choosing. I don't think he has to ask for your permission. Last I checked, he didn't. Then there's Representative Mike Pompeo, of Kansas, who's slated to be the new director for the CIA. The left says, by choosing Mr. Pompeo, this administration is turning out to be as scary, bigoted, and abnormal as most people feared. He wants to rebuild our spying capabilities and sharing of information among the different departments. See, there's something terrible, isn't it? He wants to start using the word radical Islamic affiliation again. Oh, God. They'll send half the old group in epileptic fits, won't it? Additionally, he's vowed to keep Guantanamo Bay open. Oh, my God. Oh, and you know what he might even do, too? He might even keep terrorist prisoners there. Oh, my God. What are we going to do? Now, we wouldn't want that to happen now, right? They also threw in for good measure that he was a Koch brothers ally. You know, that'll push you over the top, right? Talk about their own crap against the wall and just waiting to see what sticks. These people are desperate. They're desperate to get back. They're so prideful, they're willing to do anything. Oh, I got a lot more after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Stick with me. We got a lot to talk about. You're listening to The Real Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant and pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
Everybody. And this would not be a song I'd be singing when Obama's leaving on January 20th, right? I'm sorry. You know, okay. But, no, I won't be, listen, I will not be sad. I will not be sad. As I said earlier, I don't understand what's going on in this country. I really do deep down inside, but I don't want to. I don't want to think we're that soft. I don't want to think we're that weak. I don't want to think that that next generation coming up are the ones that are going to make it, going to be making the rules and the laws for you and I. I mean, anybody else get like a chill down their spine when they think about that? Look at those little snowflakes out there. We're going to play some clips later on from them. But I've been talking about how the Democrats are just, again, it's either they're showing how deaf they are, they're showing how out of touch they are, Or maybe they are just lunatics. Maybe it is a sickness, as some people always say. That being a left-wing progressive loon is a sickness. So I'm talking about how some of the choices, the Democrats are very upset. And it's not like they're very upset about some of the choices. They're kind of moderate some. No. They attack each and every one as they come out. By the way, if you want to take the poll, some of you know I'm old-fashioned. I'm kind of a little old here, right? So if you go over to the website, therealside.com, I've got a poll up there. Is Trump turning his back on conservatives? Because I got emails from some of you who really thought that Trump was making a left turn. And I don't agree with that. We can talk about that later, but I don't really agree with that. So head over to the website. You find a place where you can take a poll. You can also buy the book there. And the question is Trump turning his back on conservatives? So far, 72% of you say no. 29% of you say yes. There's been 97 votes cast by the end of the show. Let's see how many votes are cast by the end of the show. I'll give you an idea of what's going on. All right. That's therealside.com for those of you a little slow. Therealside.com. So Mike Pompeo of Kansas, he's the one that's been chosen for the director of the CIA. And the left people are going crazy, you know, because he's going to use words like radical Islamic affiliation. He's going to allow the different agencies to share information again. He's going to keep Guantanamo Bay open. He's going to keep terrorist prisoners there. He's going to do all the things that the left are just so opposed to. And here's the funny thing about it. As they scream and yell, I'm thinking to myself, did you not hear the people at all? I mean, seriously, did you not hear the people? The people don't want the same processes. The people don't want the same old, same old. If they wanted Guantanamo Bay closed, if they wanted single-payer health care, if they want, you know, I can go down the whole list. If they want more liberal beds. See, I think you libs are stupid. Just flat out stupid. If you wanted to get your point across, if you wanted to get your liberal agenda in there, by shoving it down everybody's throat so fast and so hard in so many ways, you scared the crap out of all of them. You woke up your base to see what your real colors are all about. So I guess by reporting things too honestly and calling things out by name, we make certain groups feel bad. You know, it's just a bunch of PC baloney, seriously. And it just needs to stop. This needs to be the year that we all, that some of you are already doing it, but I'm telling the rest of you that we're uncomfortable with it. You don't want to be labeled as a racist, homophobe, Islamophobe, phobophobe, whatever. Don't, just do it. It means nothing. Those words now mean nothing thanks to the Democratic Progressive Party. And I just want to remind you, because I know it's been a while here, again to my Dem friends, you lost. Your direction, your ideals, your ideology, you lost. Your own people. I'm going to beat this up. I want you to get this mantra down. Your own people, union, working, lifelong Democrats, rejected your governing style. Let me say that again because I know I went a little fast for some of you. Union, working, lifelong Democrats, rejected the Democrat governing style. Do you understand that? They turned their back on you because they didn't perceive you turned your back on. You did turn your back on them. You go look at every city that's run by Democrats, and it's proof positive you turned your back on them. When Trump announced Senator Jeff Sessions for attorney general, the general left popped an eyeball. Right? They heard blood vessels popping all over the place in her head. According to Representative Luis Gutierrez, I love to dislike this guy. I really do dislike this guy because I appreciate his passion. I appreciate what he believes to be the truth. But this guy, he's not interested in borders. He's not interested in any of this stuff. Right? So he's a supporter of legalizing all illegals here, opening the borders, allowing refugees in from all over the world. And forget about the laws of our country. I love these people when you keep telling them, like, what are you going to do, send all these people home? It's not a matter of sending them home or not. When are you going to decide to actually enforce the laws we have? When do we get to do that? You keep talking about Gutierrez does it, too, in all his interviews. He always talks about the rule of law. We're a nation of laws. We're a rule of laws. Yeah, we're going to follow the law, but he doesn't want to follow the law. He supports not following the law. Openly supports not following the law. Allowing refugees from all over the world, and forget the laws of our country, He recently said, if you have nostalgia for the days when blacks kept quiet, gays were in a closet, immigrants were invisible, and women stayed in the kitchen, Senator Jeff, check this out, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is your man. Notice how he used Beauregard, right? He emphasized that middle southern has a connotation of being a bit racist name, right? However, if one of us emphasizes Barack Hussein Obama, again, the left starts popping brain cells, don't they? Oh, yeah, that's a racist comment. Look how you said it. He emphasizes his middle name like he's a Muslim. You know, why would you do that? Well, why would you emphasize Beauregard? Why would you do that? And that same fear-mongering that they've used in the last two elections where they got their butts whipped. Come on. We hate women. We want to put blacks. Joe Biden wants to put blacks back. Right, they want to put blacks back in chains. Think about it. No senator has fought harder against the hopes and aspirations of Latinos, immigrants, and people of color than Senator Sessions. That's what Gutierrez goes on to say. Here's the deal. Right. What he should have said is no senator has fought harder to maintain our immigration laws to make sure that things are on the up and up and that people voting actually have a right to vote. To put it in my best English, yo, Louie, no one is buying your dem malarkey anymore. The Dem fearmongers headed up by ringleaders Nancy Pelosi, lying Harry Reid, and Joe Biden, they taunt people with lies like that. Joe Biden says, Republicans want you all back in chains. Come on, are we serious here? And if you buy that, you really need to go. You need some psychiatric treatment. Republicans want control of a woman's body. Republicans want us breathing dirty air and drinking dirty water. That is like so old that it's almost silly. Okay, we'll finish up with this after the break, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. During the break, head over to the website, realside.com. Buy the book. Makes a great Christmas gift. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Come on, sit down. Look, head over to the website, realside.com. You see that? I guess you can't see it. Well, do the best you can to see it. Anyway, my first book. I'm kind of excited. I don't get excited about much. It's called The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And, you know, it, some people, I sent it out for testing, and some people were kind of not offended. They just said, don't you really? And I go, yeah, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because I'm a right-wing guy. I believe in the Bible. And I don't, some of you have been listening for a while, I don't shove the Bible in your face. I am a believer. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus. And I'm a white guy. And I don't feel bad about being white. I know, maybe I need psychiatric, right? I need psychiatric care, right? And I'm not ashamed of being a believer in Jesus Christ. And I'm not ashamed of being on the right side or being the right wing. And the ramblings, hey, don't you all sit around coffee shops and other places at home? The holidays are coming up. Good luck with that. Some of you are going to be sitting around. Yeah. Anyway, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, I think you're going to love it. There's a bunch of, I make it short and simple. I don't cater to the 140 characters or less people. You got to read a little bit more than that. But I think you need to understand that don't be afraid. And I give you some ammunition. I give you ways to approach things. Do not be afraid to talk about what you believe in. Don't be afraid to let people know. You know what? Yeah, I watch people still a little bit reluctant to say they voted for Trump. Don't be. Because you know what? You have a right to vote for who you want. And if he doesn't do the job, we vote him out. It's not brain surgery. You don't even have to go to college to vote. You put an X on a piece of paper, you hit the button, you press, whatever it is you do to vote. Anyway, let me get back to this because I could get lost on that for days. So I am tired. And this guy, look up this guy Gutierrez. If you have a chance later on, not now because you're listening to my show, you go to YouTube and punch in Louis Gutierrez. And Louis is definitely all about the Hispanic population. That's the only ones that count are the immigrants. And I guess so, Matt, see, I don't, and listen, if this is your first time tuning in and you don't really know, you can check it out later on, but I come from a family of immigrants. See, they didn't cross the river, and they didn't break in illegally, and they didn't cross the border illegally, okay? I'm very proud of the fact that my family came here legally, and they came here with sponsors, and they got on a boat. I was just talking to my aunt, who's 80 years old. A couple of weeks back. Sharper than I am, for God. Well, maybe that's not saying much. Sharper than some of you guys are. And she remembers being on the boat. She remembers being down in the, you know, the bowels of the boat, if you would. Coming to Ellis Island, being kind of afraid, spending her first couple of nights in New York City before she went on to Boston and went to family there. That's, they came here, they didn't come here for the American experience, okay? They came here for a better life. How do you have a better life when you break the law getting here and you spend the rest of your time hiding? And here's my only complaint about people who say, well, they've been here for a long time, the kids are here and all of that. Okay, why haven't you tried to get legal up to this point? You've had times in the days of Reagan and other places where you could have easily got legal. See, I have no sympathy for you if you've never made the attempt. I'm sorry. I just don't. You know, if you knew it was coming, if you knew it was here, and it's something you've been hiding in the shadows and you've never tried to make it legal, you get Zippo support, help from me. It's not going to work. So back to Mr. Gutierrez and his band of thieves, Nancy Pelosi, Lion Harry. And you can call him Lion Harry Reid because he lied on the Senate floor. He admitted to lying, and it didn't bother him. That good little, forgive me if I insult anybody here, the good little Mormon boy. Right? And he's talked about before his religious beliefs, not in detail. But that's what makes him righteous. Well, apparently not. Apparently it's okay to lie. Now, I have Mormon friends, and they all say, they can't even stand him. Republicans want to control a woman's body. Yeah, see, this stuff is getting old. It's so old, it's actually rusty. It doesn't work anymore. It works with, as Nancy Pelosi said, it works with your low-information voters, with your low-educated voters. That's the only people it works with. Now, apparently your voters have educated themselves, Louie, Nancy. What's that, Harry Reid? They decided your political garbage resonates no more. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm excited about the Democrat Party. Now, I know they're in shambles, but at the top, I think the people, and again, like I said earlier, watch what you say about Democrats. My family are Democrats. Most of my family is still Democrats. But they walk, talk, and vote Republican. I don't know why. I'm not getting in a fight with them. I love them, and they do the right thing most of the time when it comes to voting. But even they were telling me a year ago Trump was going to be the guy because they weren't going to deal with this. They felt like they were Hillary was being shoved down their throats again. They weren't going to have any part of it. So, Nancy, bless God, your people started educating themselves. And, you know, you poking at Catholics, which was your biggest group, that wasn't too swift either, was it? You had Mrs. Clinton there, Billy Bob's wife, coming out and talking about how Catholics are going to have to change the way they think. And then you had, I don't even remember his name, Cain. Right? You had him come out and say, you know, you Catholics, you're either going to get with the program here in the 21st century or else we're going to force laws on you to get you to change. Yeah, that worked out well. That was smart. But that should tell you guys, you core Democrats, that should tell you what they think about you. That should tell you how they feel about you. That should tell you the amount of respect they actually have for you. They don't have any. You're the little people. You truly are the little people. To them. Not to a guy like me. And not to most Republicans I know. Now, some cities and states have been Dem-controlled for decades. The people want out. They want a better way. And your promises over the years have simply been lies. They're not promises. It's like I said about Elijah Cummings. He'd never been to Baltimore. That's his area. He'd never been into the city. He couldn't be bothered after he got elected until they burnt down the CVSs, until there were things going on the streets. Then he shows up for a couple of days, asks for peace and calm, then he leaves, does absolutely nothing. Corey Duncan, who works out there, lives out there, will tell you that. Done nothing until it came to election time. Then he came out and campaigned for 5 or 6 weeks, and then you don't see him anymore. Your promises were nothing but lies. They know it. You've done nothing for them. Absolutely nothing. They know it. They're smartening up. They get it. They're so tired of you that they gave Republicans the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Come on. See, I'm trying to help them. They're confused. They need help. They need a little guidance, people. No, come on, really. If you're a Democrat, put your hand on the radio. Seriously, you can feel the vibes coming through, right? They're so tired of you that they gave the Republicans the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Think about that. Because you're so righteous, right? You got it going on? They're so tired of your garbage that they gave total control of 33 states to Republicans. They have the governorship in both houses. Come on. And if it weren't enough, they gave Republicans even more. As of today, Republicans have 35 governorships, 38 state houses, 32 Senate houses. Even in states like California, you know, Republicans hold more of the local seats than Dems do, the non-state seats, which makes absolutely no sense to me. I don't get that at all. We have more school boards, water boards, city councils than the Dems do, and not by a squeak, by a decent number. Liberals are having a fit over Trump's adult kids because they were submitted for top secret clearance, right? Now, I'm guessing. I don't have an insight on any of this stuff. You know, they're going on to say this is going to be the biggest scandal, bigger than the Clinton Foundation. Oh, right, okay. So my question here is, because a couple of Dems came out and said that, does that mean that they're finally admitting that the Clinton Foundation was a scandal? A scam? A flim-flam job? I mean, when you come out, like Jesse Jackson came out, what did he say? He asked President... He asked President Oblamo to give them a pardon. Please give Hillary Clinton a pardon. Pull a broad pardon, give her a pardon, right? Well, isn't that saying we know she's done things wrong? She's done stuff wrong, right? She's going to be found guilty. Isn't that what he's saying? So please pardon her now? Wow. I mean, think about that. Yeah, some of these people don't think before they speak. Now, maybe Trump is doing this in case he leaves a classified email on his desk and the kids might pick it up and read it and you don't want to be brought up on charges. Because they'll be all over him. For one email, they would be all over him. Maybe he wants to use the White House to further his brand. You know how that works, right? We got a whole lesson from the other team, didn't we? Maybe he picked up some pointers from the Clintons. I mean, heck, if she's not going to be charged with it, that means there must be nothing wrong with it. So they won't have any complaints whatsoever. It's interesting how we have proof of the Clintons' wrongdoings, and the left defends them to their own detriment, claiming that they're innocent and declaring it's a right-wing witch hunt, but Donald's kids have done absolutely nothing wrong, and they've already committed crimes. They've done nothing, but they've already been convicted. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hopefully I'll get to some clips. Sorry. We'll be back in a minute.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Listen to The Real Side on GCN. Hey, stations, times, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can find the stations that we're on. If you have to listen on your smartphone or on your computer, it's real simple. Call your local station. Say, why aren't you carrying this show? And if they don't respond, they don't want you to know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. I'll call them. You know, there's always a way to get to them, to call them, to speak with them. And if you get enough people calling them, they're more than happy to get on the phone with a guy like me. I guess it's Michael, and he's registered now. He said he's an independent. He was a Democrat for most of his life, and a lot of my friends were. And a lot of my friends don't know where to turn, and they've been so scared by the Republican Party. I'm not saying look, Republicans got their share of problems. So don't ever think that I'm sitting here thinking Republicans are holier than thou. Just because they left God in their platform and the Dems tried to take them out doesn't mean that they're more godly than the Dems are. Right? That doesn't cut it for me. However, I will tell you the two things I notice. Being in media, I get involved to a lot of Democrat functions. The two things I notice is that the flag salute is not always done, and they don't always open up a prayer. I don't think I've ever been to a Dem event where they open up a prayer. I have been to Republican events where I'll tell you probably 65% of them opened up in prayer. I've never been to a Republican event where there wasn't a salute to the flag of some kind. Again, I'm not saying it makes one side better than the other. I'm just saying the love comes in actions, does it not? So if action is what it's all about, these guys show in action that they love this country. I'm going to finish up this Democrat, the confusion of the Democrats here. You know, and just like we've got them on our side, guys. You know, if you're a true American, let's be honest about this. We've got them on our side. And I know some people serve in the armed services. You can't tell me that some of your friends that you serve with that are Democrats love this country. They love it just as much as you do. They may have a different way of coming at it, but they love it just as much as you do. They join the armed services, the majority of them, because they love this place. So let's not paint with that big of a broad brush. You know what I'm saying? Hard left Democrats are very dishonest, though. All the issues that they're calling Republicans out on for either haven't they either haven't happened yet, or they've committed themselves. And I think they're just mad because they're just mad. They're infuriated. They can't figure out how this happened. I wonder how they'll spin the outcry when every one of the cabinet members will be appointed by a 51-49 vote instead of a 60-40 vote. You heard Chuck Schumer come out today and say he was never for that. All of a sudden, he's never for that because the Republicans told him. I said it years ago when they first came out on this show. I said, you know, guys, what the Republicans are going to end up doing, because they're such turds about things, is they're going to go, no, we're going to play gentlemen. We're going to play like gentlemen. We're going to go back to the 60-40 rule. So I blew this one. I said, because you guys, you always think it's the best thing to do is to take the high road. This isn't a high road issue, though. See, there's no law being broken by going 51-49. This was just a set of rules that the guys agreed on way back when. The Dems changed them because they couldn't win. Now, when you get into guerrilla warfare, you don't play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. You play by guerrilla warfare rules. All right? And again, the Dems changed it. So apparently they've given it their blessing. They think it's fine. They think it's the right thing to do. We should do the same thing. But the Dems are still missing it. And if I've got Dems listening, I'm not being snotty about it. I'm just trying to be real about it. Just like President Obama was. They lost this election cycle because they lost touch with the average American. Yeah, Hillary Clinton has won by 1.5 million popular votes, right? Almost all coming from New York and California. She got 3.5 million votes in California alone. What does that tell you about the rest of the country? That means that New York and California and a few others could throw these people over the top easily and solidly entrench them there forever. Don't ever let the Electoral College go away. It's the only thing saving the country as a whole. But I want you to let that sink in. 3.5 million votes from California alone. A true Democrat, you know, the Democrats here could all be smoking weed, skinning cats live in the middle of town square, they'd still get voted in. And then no disrespect to the people of New York or even the people of California as a whole, okay? But New York and California, the inner city, you do not represent the average American. It's impossible. There's no way. There's many great, hardworking Americans. Again, don't twist my words. There are many, many, many. I got relatives in New York. Yeah, I'm Italian. I got relatives everywhere. Got relatives in New York. Hardworking American people. Okay? So don't take it the wrong way. But you've got the elites. You've got the elites living in the inner cities. Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a very weird way it's laid out. But you've got Los Angeles, you've got Chicago, you've got New York. And they're all Democrats. Every single one of them. Now, people voted for a change, a different way to approach politics. They didn't want the same policies. They don't want your same processes. So the fact that Trump's choices are 180 degrees from what the mainstream Dems want shows that he's already carrying out the will of the people. Can you not figure this out? So instead of you Democrats sitting there trying to figure out how to oppose them, why don't you figure out how to work with them? Why don't you show them you're willing to be team players? Because Trump is no staunch conservative. Many of you already know that. Schumer knows it. Do you hardcore left-wing progressives? Well, actually, I shouldn't stop there. specifically, you hardcore, left-wing, progressive, socialist, Democrats, I want to say to you once again, because I know you're thick. I know it's very hard sometimes for you to understand. You lost your direction, your ideas, your ideals, your ideology, lost. Again, your own people, union, working, lifelong Democrats rejected your governing style. They rejected the foundations from which you built that. I guess you've gotten away from it. I won't even say from which you built the party on. To sum it up, your opinion in this matter, your opinion with Trump doesn't count, doesn't matter. Look, they gave the Republicans the Senate and the House and the presidency for a reason. They didn't want you getting in the way. With all due respect, that doesn't mean you're supposed to let them run rampant. That doesn't mean you let Republicans run rampant. We're not going to. I'm not going to. I'm not going to cut them any more slack than I cut the Democrats. It's not going to happen. In case it's trademark, I'm going to give Barack Obama credit. Because, you know how crazy they get. Right? I want to give him credit for the term, you lost. As he so snarkily reminded Republicans, both times you won, even when we refused to recognize the Republican win in Congress. I mean, think about that. The people took Congress away from the Democrats. For balance, he refused to acknowledge that. And in the immortal words of Hillary Clinton, I know I'm making some of you sick, aren't I? But I want you to hear this out. Because it can't, you cannot let them, do not let them have it both ways. Do not let that happen, okay? But the immortal words of Hillary Clinton, I suggest all Americans, especially conservatives, Republicans and Christians, don't stop fighting for what you believe. Don't back down. Don't let them win. You hear me? She said that to her people. Don't back down. Don't stop fighting. They made a big deal as to whether she meant, keep being violent. I want to believe that's not what she meant. I'm not sure, but I want to believe that. Because I don't want our people to be violent either. Not at all, not in the least. I want them to be strong. I want you to stand your ground. I don't want you to back down because somebody's crying and feeling bad. Not interested in any of that stuff, okay? Seriously. But I want to tell you something. Coming into this new year, there's a lot of conservative talk show hosts, a lot of conservative people fighting out there for you guys. They're going to need your help. They really are, because the Dems have kicked it up big time, especially on local levels all across the country. So, as we heard tonight, we've got people from Florida and Texas and Oregon and other places like that listening to the show. Support your local people. Really, seriously, support. You got a talk show host. You got a guy, I hate to use the term, but you've got a conservative community activist out there fighting for you. Support him. As some of you know, I got elected on a school board. I'm one of the only hardcore right-wing conservatives on the school board. They come at me on a regular basis. The LGBTQ moms try to get me to resign on a regular basis. I need your help. Not you from across the country. I'm talking the generic you, the conservative person that got elected to an office that you wanted in that office. You want them in there. And I've had a deal with some of the people who voted for me, getting them on the phone and saying, look, I appreciate the vote you gave me, but I also need your support. You sent me to work with no help. So when certain things come up and you get mad at me 3 weeks after the vote, I'm like, well, where were you? But pay attention. If you've got a heart for education, you have a heart for our kids in education, pay attention. Check out your local school board. Go there. Scream when they do the wrong things that are going to hurt your children. Support that guy you put in office. And if you put him in there, I'm even saying this about me, and I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, vote me out. Call me on the carpet. Show up at the school board. Let me have it. I'm serious. I'm not joking. Because you voted for me because you trusted me. You voted for me because you want me to do the job. And if I don't do the job, I deserve to be embarrassed. Hey, guys, thanks so much for tuning in tonight, for staying with me, for just being involved in the conversation. Again, always appreciate the time you spend with me. You want to send me a note? Send it to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. If some of you are headed out of town, you're not going to be listening. Have a safe and great Thanksgiving. I mean that. Don't forsake family because you're not in the same political. Pull them over. Be nice to them. Bring them an extra slice of pie. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN. Have a great rest of the day.